quite shocked really and overwhelmed when I received a call from the Cabinet Office. To be honest, I'd never heard of the Point of Light Awards, but yeah, it's an amazing gesture from the Prime Minister's Office. I think it really demonstrates the good work that we're doing for Nicholas Charity.
That's the thing, isn't it, because the Point of Light Award is recognising the work that people do and give back to the communities, and that is exactly what you're doing.
Trying to do, and I think it's just reinforcement that, you know, the work that we're doing. I think it'd be good to think that, yes, I'm doing really outstanding work, but when you get reinforcement from the Prime Minister's Office that you are doing that work, it means a great deal.
Obviously, it comes under the category that you're giving back to the community. It's voluntary work, it's helping people. Remind us exactly over the years what the charity has done.
What we've done over the years is look at helping as many children as possible who are in that unfortunate position of losing mum or dad, brother or sister through murder or manslaughter, and giving them something back, really. Giving them some hope for the future. And I think giving them that signal that people do care about them.
I always say this every time I speak to you, but you know, every time I speak to you, there is something different and something amazing to talk about. Point of Light Award, you know, Nicola herself must, I mean, to see her dad get the Point of Light Award, you know, it's amazing.
I think she said, "Dad, you need a rest." But again, it keeps me focused, it keeps me driven. I think you find the way you find yourself after losing, you know, your daughter in such circumstances, it can make or break you. And you've got a choice of lying down and giving up, or picking yourself up and going on, and that's what Nicola would do. She would go on, and she said to me, "Yes, carry on, do as much as you can, Dad."